Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in studio today, we have Scott Merrill. You know him from Carbon Recreation and also the Lunatic Triathlon, which has definitely become a tradition here in the Castle Country. Scott, it's always a pleasure to get you in. I definitely appreciate you making more time for us. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for having me here, Jordan.
I mentioned a couple of the events that I guess your name is kind of synonymous with, right? People know you from the Lunatic.
Yeah, I'm right? The Lunatic.
Yeah.
Guy, so,
yeah. Well, you definitely do a great job in creating these events,
thank
and
you.
I know we have another one coming up on Thanksgiving. A little unique. It's the Turkey Trot, but it's been around for over a decade.
Right. About 11 years ago. Well, 11 years ago, I kind of wanted to have something to do on Thanksgiving Day. I knew other communities had Turkey Trots, 5Ks, or runs that they put on, and so me and a group of friends got together and put together a run, and then the next year there were a few more people, and then the next year after that, Terry Willis had started up one of her own, not knowing about ours, and so the year after that, we combined forces together, and for years, Terry Willis and I have helped, you know, put this on, and it's one of those things, depending on how cold it is, or if it's your year at your house or the in-laws' house, we'll go anywhere from 8 people the year it was 5 degrees to up to about 100 people we had one year. And it's great because people can come out and get a little exercise and make room for that Thanksgiving meal. And it's free. Really, the only thing we ask is that people bring a canned food item for every participant. And we collect that. And then once the food bank opens up again after the holiday, we take it down there and donate it and hopefully start filling some of their shelves up after Thanksgiving.
Now, Scott, I know that everything that you do, you're very particular with as far as the way the event has to take place and as far as the courses and that goes. So explain to me the Turkey Trot, maybe for someone who has never participated.
Okay.
What are we looking at as far as a course?
So, and this course is great. Terry Willis actually designed it, but we meet up at the event center up at the fairgrounds, the parking lot there. And there's a course that's laid out all the way to the base of Pinnacle Peak. Now, that's 4 miles. And so a person that runs all the way out to Pinnacle Peak and back would complete 8 miles for the day. Not to scare anyone off from that, because we don't require everyone to run that full 8 miles. But what we decided to do was measure off in half-mile distances along that course. So if a person wanted to come out and say, well, I've got enough time to run a mile, they'd run to the mile marker that says a half mile, they'd turn around and go back, and they'd get their mile in. Or if you say, well, I just want 5K, then you could run out to the mile and a half marker, turn around and come back. So really pick your distance between 1 mile all the way up to 8 miles.
Now, how many people actually take advantage of that 8 miles?
I'd say that we've got a couple of ladies that do the full 8 miles every single year, 2 or 3 of them at least.
Yeah, it's a nice little workout before Thanksgiving dinner, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's fantastic. Again, it's the annual Turkey Trot taking place November 28th. As far as meeting, it's early in the morning, 8:30 a.m., right? That's when you guys will meet.
Correct. We'll meet at 8:30. There's been years that we've had some participants say, hey, I just called my family. They're on their way up. Please don't start. And so we haven't started till 8:45. There's years that we sit around and no one else shows up, so we'll start a little early. So really, we tried to pick a time that makes it so people can get up, get some food in the oven, come on down, and then, you know, not take up their whole day. They can get home and get cleaned up and do what they need to. So yeah, 8:30, it is early when it's a little bit cool, but I think it's a good time to just free people up for the rest of the day.
Well, Scott, one of the things I love so much about talking with you, be it the triathlon or the Turkey Trot or whatever it is we're talking about, you're passionate about fitness. You're passionate about long-distance running. I mean, you have to be, right? So now you've taken your passion and you've tied it into trying to help out the community as well, because you guys do ask for canned food, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we ask for canned food. You can also bring in box goods. Any item that the food bank will accept, we accept too, and we take it down to them. Most years, we are pretty good about getting at least 100 pounds of food to donate in. There's some people that bring just one can for themselves, some people that bring a whole case for themselves, so it's great to see the community support it and really reach out and do that.
Again, we're being joined right now by Scott Merrill. We're talking about the 11th annual Turkey Trot, which will take place Thanksgiving morning, beginning at 8:30 a.m. You talked about where to meet the ice skating rink. That's where
right,
you need to meet.
Really, yeah, right where you'd park to be at the ice skating rink at the fairgrounds.
Scott, I know that it is important for those who love this type of thing to take advantage of it, because really, there's not a whole lot more going on for the remainder of the year till we get out of the winter months. As we go into the winter months, right?
Right. Yeah. If you're a runner, now is it, until or unless you run the dreadmill you know, or brave the slick roads. There's not much else to do, local runs. So really, if you just want one more good run in, well, I guess, you know, people can always run on their own, but if you want to run with a big group of people and in an organized race, this probably your last chance this year.
How competitive is it?
Oh, I don't think it's competitive at all unless it's between maybe brothers. Yeah, friends. Or we've seen a few brothers that show up that maybe they haven't seen each other for a full year, and they get together at their parents' house for Thanksgiving dinner. And some of those guys will jaw back and forth and, you know, go and run. But past that, there's no prizes at the end. There's nothing that way. So it's really just feeling good about yourself and, you know, enjoying the day.
Oh, that's good, because again, turkey bowls, which a lot of people play, those can get a little competitive. Oh,
right. We're definitely nowhere near turkey bowl status.
Scott, I want you to go ahead and take the time and invite everybody out to the annual Turkey Trot, which again is up and coming on Thanksgiving Day, Thanksgiving morning, bright and early, 8:30 a.m. Go ahead and invite the entire community.
So everyone, if you've got family members that enjoy running or even just want to walk, or they're looking for something to do because they've come to your home and they're spending Thanksgiving with you, please pass this word along. You don't have to go to a website and pre-register. You don't have to go in anywhere. You don't have to bring in any money. Even if you couldn't bring a canned food item, we'd still let you participate, but we'd love to see you make a food item donation. Come on down, or rather, I guess, up to the fairgrounds, 8:30 in the morning. We'll kick off the run. You can put anywhere in from 1 mile to 8 miles. The road is good enough that you could have a toddler in a stroller, pets on a leash, different things like that. We do have some kids that will ride bikes next to their parents. It's a pretty friendly course, and there's not a lot of uphill and downhill, and it's a great time. So come on out, make room in your stomach for that big Thanksgiving meal, and just enjoy some time with your family outdoors.
Scott, thank you again for taking out the time to come in and talk about the Turkey Trot. I know we'll be talking again about events here relatively soon, but again, I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
All right. For more Castle Country focused interviews, make sure you visit castlecountryradio.com. You can also check out community events at that same exact spot, castlecountryradio.com.